Welcome back. Tonight there is news of a reward. It's about to be announced shortly in the Murdoch case, that Southern Carolina mystery, murder mystery. Now $100,000 is about to be offered for information leading to the killer or killers of Paul Murdoch and his mother Maggie on that hunting compound 2.5 weeks ago. With that, I welcome back Joseph Scott Morgan, a forensic scientist and a death investigator, as well an associate professor at Jacksonville State University. Joe, I just want to get you up to speed on a little bit more news that's coming out. One of the local reports there says that the vehicle that we reported on Monday that had been towed from that hunting compound was in fact a black Chevy Suburban. It was apparently parked near the dog kennels. The tow truck driver, according to a local report, was told to wear gloves and not touch that vehicle. It's unclear who owned that vehicle. This $100,000 reward, which hasn't come out yet because of logistics, but it's about to be announced, comes from Alec Murdoch, the dad, asking for any kind of information. With that said, I want you to listen to what a detective with the South Carolina Highway Patrol had to say on television about another death 6 years ago. Young man found dead in the middle of the road. And now all of a sudden, because of this double murder, that investigation is being opened up again. Some connection to the Murdoch murders, some connection to the Murdochs. I'll tell you, this highway patrolman was none too pleased with the local pathologist saying it was a hit and run. None at all. In fact, he said that I've been a highway patrolman for 15 years. I've worked several hit and run collisions and nothing about this case from the very beginning pointed toward it being a hit and run. And then just watch what he had to say in the rest of his comments. Take a look.
As any investigator, you go off of the evidence. There was no evidence that you know pointed towards this being a hit and run or a vehicle even being involved in it. It looked like it was more staged, like possibly the body had been placed in the roadway.
Joe Morgan, this is your line of work. That body had defensive wounds to his hands. Why on earth was Stephen Smith's death classified as a hit and run?
I have no idea why anyone would do that. Remember these injuries. I think one of the most compelling pieces of evidence that's kind of come to light here are these injuries to the hands that you mentioned. For folks at home that don't understand, when a pedestrian is struck by a vehicle, say for instance pedestrian versus a vehicle is the way we term it, hit and run, you'll have injuries. Mm-hmm. They come in two forms. They're called rollover injuries, which means the vehicle actually rolls over the person and the body kind of twists around, and you get insults or injuries from the top of the head all the way to the feet, any skin that's exposed, that sort of thing. They're not going to be just...
Yeah, you know, Joe, I'm flat out of time, but he didn't have any other injuries to his body. Can you join me again on this topic and dig deeper into these injuries?
Yeah, sure. You bet.
All right, Joe Morgan, thank you. And thank you to all my guests tonight. Thanks for watching Banfield.